Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Mike, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Chris. Hey, you and Jansen do a great job announcing Michigan football. Keep it going, guys.
Thank you very much.
Hey, where would we be right now? Would we be a playoff contender for Michigan football if we had McCarthy?
Interesting. If they still had JJ, they'd be in a lot better shape. They probably,
would we be a 10-win season, you think?
It's a good question. Because the entire offensive line was still being replaced, and basically the receiving core hasn't proven to be close to what last year's basically Roman Wilson and Cornelius Johnson were. But they'd be in a lot better shape. I mean, I can't say definitively, but I feel like they probably...
Would they have beaten Illinois?
I think they might have beaten Illinois and Washington. I don't know if they would have beaten Texas. But, yeah, you're talking about having one of the best, going from one of the worst passing games in the country to having one of the best quarterbacks in the country. So,
hey, didn't the coaches know? I mean, we were celebrating the national championship and all this. Back in their minds, didn't these guys know that we're going to need a quarterback? I mean, Harbaugh left us with nothing. I mean, why weren't they looking last year or transferred portable?
They did, Mike. I know that there was interest. The problem was when the main interest was coming in, these kids didn't know who Michigan's head coach was going to be. Whether, even if it wasn't Harbaugh, they wanted to know who it was going to be, and Sharon didn't get the job until late January. And by then, much of the portal had settled out. So it made it, the timing kind of tough. Now, did they try for other guys? I can't speak to the knowledge of that, but I would suspect that they did. And I think their public belief in their guys is what you have to say. You're not going to say, we tried to get a guy out of the portal but we're stuck with these guys. I don't think they'd ever say that.
But it's also quite possible that they really did like the guys that they had and that they were wrong.
It is possible, yes. It is possible. But, yeah, I mean, this is something that – the good news is, in this era of college football, you can get fixed in a hurry, but that puts pressure on you to absolutely fix it in a hurry. That's one. Two is, there's a four-star – and another, there's two four-stars on the way in the next two recruiting classes. There's one in the program already. So the competition at the quarterback spot moving forward is going to be of potentially here, one would think, a higher caliber candidate for the job. But, you know, they got those things. There's no guarantees in recruiting. And portal makes a big difference. Big difference. 248-539-9797. You ready to get to the bold-ass predictions?
Sure.
Here we go. Piston bold-ass predictions. We want yours at 248-539-9797. Gator, I will start. Bold-ass prediction number one. The Pistons last year finished dead last in the NBA and averaged three-point field goals made during a game. Dead last in three-pointers made. And with the hiring of shooting guru Fred Vinson, they will improve to be a middle third team in three-pointers made.
Doug, Cade Cunningham will average, over 25 points a game. This is a guy who averaged 22.7 points a game last year. He's going to up it another three to get to 25 and start to get to that higher status.
I like it. All right, bold-ass prediction number two. Last year, I lost a lunch bet that the Pistons would win three games in a row. At any point during the season.
Wow.
This year, I'm doubling down. I will shoot the boot guarantee that the Pistons will win three in a row at some point during this season. Who's with me?
You read Solo Cup in that?
Oh. No.
No?
No.
Right. Wow.
Just asking.
Jaden Ivey will improve his three-point shooting and knock them down at a 38% rate. That would be a significant step forward for a guy who shot about 33% last year. It's going to pay off all the work he's put in the offseason and the new coaching regime. This is going to pay off for Jaden Ivey, where he's going to be a respectable three-point shooter.
My final bold-ass prediction, it's because this is what happens. The Pistons will be in the draft lottery. They will finish second, just missing out on Cooper Flagg.
Oh, boy. Jalen Duren will be suspended at some point for scaring the crap out of somebody on the Knicks. Don't know who, but there's going to be questions about that player soiling himself just because Jalen Duren got upset with him.
I'm so curious as to why you chose the Knicks.
Don't know.
Fantastic.
Josh Hart, more like Josh Fart.
Maybe it's because I was watching the movie Trainwreck last night. And
Josh Shart.
Amari Stoudemire is in the movie. He's great in that movie.
He is good.
Yeah.
So's LeBron, actually.
LeBron is too. Damn it, LeBron.
Kang, you got any bold-ass predictions?
Yes. Cork will hit 40 home runs.
Apparently, we did Tiger bold-ass predictions. That was like half the bold-ass predictions. Yes. Were one thing. Torque will hit 40 home runs.
I have one more.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Hooper will show in the Preakness.
I like that. That could happen. A horse named Hooper could happen. Yeah. My other one is, seriously, though, Jalen Duren takes that next step. 20-12 season.
Wow.
I think there's something to be said for him being on the U.S. select team and going over there and get the team ready for the Olympics. Like, he is a young big man in this league that they're, you know, you're looking for. I think it's Embiid, Jokic, of course, those guys, Anthony Davis, but he's like the next guy that could take that leap if he just develops his offensive game a little bit more. And on the defensive side, he can rebound. He's a double-double guy already, but if he can just block some more shots and alter shots, I think he could be one of these potential all-stars when the team, if the team ever gets good.
Yeah, I was thinking about, when I was thinking about bold-ass predictions, I'm thinking about the teams, the players on this team. We talk about the core group, and you start with a three, and then you start to balloon out a little bit, or fan out a little bit. With Jalen Duren, and there's so much raw talent there, but it's time for the raw talent to become talent. It's not just raw talent. It's actually, you know, fine-tuned, and he's got it. He's got the chance to be that guy. I really like Jalen Duren.
All right.
One more, Doug. Okay, my last one is more positive than yours. They will not make the playoffs, but they will win the lottery, and they will draft Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, okay. Honestly, Kang's been talking about Cooper Flagg to the Pistons, I think, since before last year. You've been basically pining for this.
I'm trying to get the team good here. And when we had Trajan Langdon yesterday on the show, I wanted to ask him, is there any legal tampering he can do to get Cooper Flagg to the Pistons? Like, tell him, listen, you will not play for any team but Detroit. Don't draft me. One of those moves, you know?
Jedi mind?
Yes.
Gotcha. Coming up today at 11:32, is there a new top target for the Detroit Lions at the edge rusher spot? 248-539-9797. Ed is in Ann Arbor, and he's next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Ed.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Gator, you're my radio buddy. Look, I got good news for you.
Yeah?
Michigan State's going to put the jam on Michigan in the hole this weekend.
The jam?
Okay? Here's my bold-ass prediction. If that freshman goes down in there and beats Michigan, they will never beat him again until he leaves Michigan State and goes to the next level, because he's going to the next level. He's got talent. All right. That's so much for Michigan. Man, the Lions. Man, everybody in Detroit has no idea how to be the big bear in the woods. We don't talk about being scared of anybody or what we need, or we need this or we need that. Gentlemen, stop all that old crazy talk. Those people up there are going to do the best for that football team. Second bold-ass prediction, Jared Goff will be the MVP, and we will meet somebody in the Super Bowl, period.
Okay, what was the last? They will meet somebody or beat somebody?
Oh, we're going to beat whoever it comes.
Okay, all right.
Because the last time I looked, we are the only team in the NFL to beat the defending champs the last two times. We're not scared of those people. We know who we are.
So, you know what, Ed? They don't have to be the bear in the woods. They can just be the lion in the jungle.
Even better.
All right,
even better. We don't have to whisper about anything, and we don't have to be afraid of anybody anymore. So all the scared talk, we stop that. Okay.
Well, I'm not looking at scared talk, but I would say this: the best team in the National Football League is the Kansas City Chiefs, and they just went out and they got DeAndre Hopkins. So does it make sense?
DeAndre Hopkins, because you know I listened to Larry Bird one time. One of his teammates asked him, "Okay, how do you prepare yourself right before the game? What do you think about?" You know what he said? He said, "I think about how scared those guys over there must be to face me today."
Yeah, I don't think the Lions are scared. I'm just saying they're going to improve the team. That's going to happen. They're going to acquire somebody before the trade deadline to improve this team. And my point of bringing up Kansas City was Kansas City just did it. They know. If you've got a chance, you fortify. And they had a glaring need at wide receiver. And they addressed it with DeAndre Hopkins. Now, it's not DeAndre Hopkins from 5 years ago, but it's still a pretty good receiver. They upgraded at the very least. I think the Lions are going to upgrade at the trade deadline. But no, I don't think they're scared. I think they showed against Minnesota. Look, when push comes to shove, they were able to withstand what Minnesota was going to throw at them and beat them.